Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Today I started loving you again. I'm right back.
Merle Haggard week. Today I started loving you again. Oh, that's nice.
Kind of how I feel about you.
I'm not a her, though. Well, there's no her mentioned there.
Today he started loving. What?
Today I started loving you again.
Oh, okay. There's all kinds of songs with similar names.
Joanna Chadwick with us. Hello, Joanna.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're trying to reach Joe Mitchell unsuccessfully at this point, but we're going to keep working at it. But we have you, and you are the star of this segment, brought to you by Pride Ag Ace Hardware at Mays Road and K96. And what we're going to talk to Joe about is quite simply the Southeast at Carroll game tonight. That's certainly one of the highlight games of the evening.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, and deservedly so, you know, Southeast and its opener on Tuesday gets a win over East, and Bishop Carroll with two very convincing victories and, you know, defending state champs, too. That doesn't hurt to make things more interesting.
Is the City League, is it deeper this year? I wish I'd been paying attention over the last year or two. I haven't covered many games, so I haven't seen many games. Haven't really covered any games. But it seems like the City League is deeper at the top this year. Is that a fair statement?
Well, this question comes up so frequently about how good is the City League. And you know what? I feel like it is pretty strong every year, top to bottom. And, you know, there was a little bit of a change with some players who came, some players who left, some players. So I think that sort of changed the outlook. I mean, North is really down from last year, and whereas Southeast, even though they lost an excellent player to campus, you know, they get a Jackie Johnson. So Heights and East, I think, are stronger than they were last year, and Carroll is strong. So basically, right there, we're looking at four or five teams, whatever that is, that we can count on every year.
And West looks better this year. Let's
West is definitely better, no doubt about it.
Let's see what Joe Mitchell has. Joe, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thanks for being on. We know you have a big game tonight. We were just talking to Joanna Chadwick about that game. This is a big test, but you've already gotten by one of your big tests, beating East in your opener. What did you learn about your team in that one, Joe?
I learned about our team. Very hard-nosed, very tough. We kind of got started out slow. East got out to about maybe a 6-point lead, and we kind of fought back. Shots went falling. We ended up missing probably a total of 20-some layups and a total in the game. But my team stayed in there, and they fought back.
Joe, can you talk about the challenge of starting the season with Southeast kind of late? Melvin Herring resigned pretty late in the offseason. You were over at North, so I don't even know how much familiarity you had with Southeast. I think you were at North. You were last year. So what was that situation like for you?
Well, I got onto the coaching staff in the summer.
Okay.
We kind of did our little summer deal, and then we had conditioning. So I've been with the team really the whole preseason of the season, and then kind of like a couple of days before tryouts, we kind of heard the news of Mel stepping down, and I was instantly interested in the position, and luckily I got the job.
Well, it seems like you were just playing 2 years ago, Joe. So this is obviously
it goes fast.
this is obviously an interesting situation for you. You didn't really have time to be nervous about it, though, did you?
No, I kind of had to hit the ground running, which I'm used to, you know, playing under pressure, coming up in basketball and things like that. It kind of preps you for this type of style, and I just hit the ground running, and luckily we came off with a good win against Easton, hoping to continue tonight.
Joanna, what are some of your memories of watching Joe play? A state champion, obviously a great player. You were covering high school sports for the Eagle at that time.
Well, I mean, truly one of the nicest guys that I remember. Not trying to make you blush or anything, Joe. But
Joe does blush a lot.
Definitely blushing now.
I did enjoy covering you, and it was a lot of fun watching your teams. You guys were very talented. And watching you, and it's great to see this, you know, some of these guys sticking around to coach, and that makes me really excited. You know, a lot of area guys wanting to coach, and I think that is exciting. You know history of the City League, not that you're that old, but you do have that history of the City League, and I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, I bet you can stoke that East-Southeast Heights rivalry really well.
Joe, this is a question just for the benefit of Joanna, but was it tough for you playing second fiddle to Adonis Gant?
What?
Tough for me. What? Adonis is a great player. Don't get me wrong. Adonis is older than me, but anytime we stepped out on the court, I was challenging him anybody else. I didn't back down from no one.
I thought Joanna might remember my affinity for Adonis Gant.
You did love him. I can tell you that Joe talked a whole lot less on the court than Adonis did.
That's why I love Adonis.
Hey, Joe, before we let you go, because you got better things to do, but you've got Jackie Johnson now at Southeast. He certainly made an impression as a freshman last year at North. This is a kid that has a world of talent, and you're bringing him along not only on the court but off the court to some degree. What's it like working with a kid like that really has a tremendous future, but needs to, you know, keep his eye on the prize?
Well, I'm fortunate, of course, very lucky to be able to coach Jackie. Yes, he is one of the top in the state. His skill set, you kind of can put him anywhere on the floor and he'll be successful. Jackie does it off the court, does it on the court, you know, as a sophomore, being able to lead by example. Do things like that. As a player. I hope for the best in the future. I hope I have him for another 3 more years.
Well, you got to give him the green light like you had, man. Joe,
no,
thanks
for the ultimate green light. But
there you go. I remember watching you play at Friends your senior year over at Friends, and I took my wife, and we were very excited to see you play because you were just having a sensational year. And fortunately, the game we watched, you were sensational. I think you had 47 that night. So thanks for putting on a show for us that night, Joe.
No problem. Thanks for all the support over the years, guys.
All right. Thank you. Good luck tonight, Joe. Joanna, that's one of the great stories in high school basketball, Joe Mitchell returning to his alma mater to coach. That's good stuff.
Well, you know, he's a former All-State player, and he truly was just an all-around player, and he was really fun to cover.
I got to ask you about, we talked about Southeast and Carroll, obviously a marquee game, but Derby McPherson girls tonight in McPherson, boy, it doesn't get much better than that.
You know, and McPherson got that win last year. They're a little bit of a different team with Taylor Robertson now at OU, but still, it's McPherson. You know, they've also had a little bit of upheaval there with Chris Strassman having surgery for a cancerous tumor, the coach, that is, and I'm curious to see what this team is going to, you know, they're just talented, you know, consistently year in and year out. And, of course, Derby, they want that unbeaten season, and they've got veterans, they've got size, they've got ball handlers. So, yeah, I agree. That's going to be a really good matchup.
How are my peeps over at Andover Central doing? That's got to be one of the longest tenured where both coaches have stayed as long as they have. Jesse Herman and Stana Jefferson. Have you heard of anything like that where both the boys and girls have they had any other coaches in their history?
No, and you make a really good point. And I hate being put on the spot like this because
I don't have the stats in front of me to back that up.
Yeah, well, shame. I just thought of it anyway, so we're both.
That's a shame because this radio spots every week.
Okay. Right. All right, then. You guys go ahead and get that information, and then I'll go ahead and repeat it. How about that?
That sounds good. You can publish it.
McPherson, though, has, you know, Strassman and Kinnaman, who've been around forever. And, boy, I mean, I'd really have to start pressing my memory.
That's a story idea right there.
How about Joe Auer and Kip Pulliam?
Well, Kip Pulliam left 20 years ago.
Oh, did he really? Where's he now?
He was doing something. I don't think he's in coaching at all. He's doing something with agents. I think Perry's Ellis is one of his.
Yeah, I think you're right.
In their group.
How'd I miss that? That must have been a pretty big story.
Aren't they on their second coach since him?
No, okay. Palmer has been their coach since Pulliam left. Really quickly, though, before we get away from Andover Central, you have Andover and Andover Central playing tonight, which, of course, is one of the great rivalry games. And these boys' teams are both pretty stacked. I'm curious as to what is going to happen tonight because you never really know. I like what Andover's got. They're really young. But, boy, Andover Central, they go. Braden Belt had a big season opener. And then Xavier Bell was 32 in their second game. And they're sitting at 2-0 after beating May South and McPherson. So that's going to be a heck of a boys' game.
Well, good stuff, and it's a pleasure to talk with you. I know I saw you earlier in the week when you were gracious enough to have me down to speak to your 21st century journalism class. I got to tell you, that's always a highlight for me, to get in front of those youngsters.
Well, you know, they had a lot of fun, and I realized...
I'm not fishing for any kind of compliment at all, either.
You know, when I posted a story that one of my, she's a first-year sophomore, I can't remember that, her name is Chloe Christensen, that she wrote a really good story. They're supposed to write columns. They had 15 minutes to write. And I posted hers as soon as I read it because it was that good. But you know, it's interesting. After the first time I had you there, I realized I have to explain to them that you're very sarcastic and funny and that you're dry because they didn't grasp it. They just thought you were really, really mean. And so now there's a whole greater appreciation for who you are.
Oh, my goodness. They didn't think I was mean. Come on.
Years ago. They're just, you know, they're young. They don't understand sarcasm as much as we want them to. It's a lost art.
It's enjoyable.
But they apparently do understand humor if they thought he was. Never, it's fine.
They think I'm funny, Jeff, so there.
There you go.
Thanks, Joanna. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye, guys.
Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine talking some high school sports. We've rearranged the schedule a little bit. Chris Jans unavailable today. They have a later practice than he anticipated. So hopefully we'll get with Coach Jans down the road sometime. We move back to five questions segment until 5:40. We'll play a little NBA recall today at 5:25. Next up is Jive Talk. We welcome your calls at 869-1240. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.